watch. What you wanna watch.
Hello.
Welcome back,
welcome
everybody.
Back, mostly to us. Welcome back, everybody. Yes. Thank you for hanging out and coming back to the fire pit where we're chatting about movies. Welcome to 2019, baby, with new metaphors.
Well, we have been on hiatus,
very
obviously,
true.
Because Christmas just came
just
and
holiday
went
travels.
And everything.
And honestly, we forgot the mics. That's 100% why we didn't record a podcast.
Because I even said, I was like, bro, let's bring our mics over to my sister's house in AZ.
3 hours into
record.
The drive, I was like, fuck. Yep. We forgot the mics.
Yep, we forgot the mics. Actually, I feel like I could have remembered the mics, but I feel like you didn't really respond when I said that, so I was like, okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
In my head, I was like, yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't get that at all. It was more like you continued doing on whatever you were doing, and I was like,
oh, okay, cool.
So,
seemed obvious to me that we were going to bring the mics, and then we totally forgot them.
Maybe.
And I take the entire blame on my shoulders.
RB.
But we are back now.
Yes.
And we've got, of course, our normal mini review and full review based on the title that you saw above. So let's dive right in. Let's not Billy banter around.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, da, 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 da. Boom.
What were you doing? I was boom, singing our boom, intro. Boom. I wanted you to come in with
I thought we were making a new song up. Sorry.
That was close enough.
Sorry.
That's how it ends.
We're a little out of sync. It's 3 weeks since we've talked, right?
Yeah.
We haven't talked the entire time.
Yeah,
of course we've talked.
I haven't seen you.
I know. It's crazy. We've spent a whole bunch of time together and I don't feel like I've stared at you eye to eye and talked to you like this.
Yeah. It's
a very intense form of conversation.
It is.
So
to keep it going too and to find it. Okay. Sorry. As I was saying, we are here to review. Actually, it's what you were saying. We're here to review Bird Box. Bird Box.
I always want to say bird cage, bird bath, bird...
Blind spot.
Blind spotting.
Another Sandra
bird
Bullock
blinds,
movie.
I don't know. It's not a great title, I don't think. It is evocative of the movie, but anyways, that is our main review, but we've got a little mini review for you first.
Yes.
Would you like to dive in and talk about...
So, I have heard a lot about The Sinner.
Mm-hmm.
It is a show. I don't know if it's a Netflix original, but it has Jessica Biel
mm-hmm.
in it, who I haven't seen in forever, mm-hmm. and who I just think of as the Seventh Heaven girl and Justin Timberlake's wife.
Wow.
And baby mama.
I have no idea, really, about
Jessica Biel. Yeah, she's... I mean, when I saw her in Seventh Heaven, she was a great actress.
Okay.
So, it's about this girl who seems to have a normal life, but for some reason ends up killing somebody that she randomly sees at the beach.
Stab
someone literally episode
on the
one.
Beach. Yep.
Like, within 30 minutes,
that's
you are
like
seeing
the midpoint
her. Yeah.
Of the
you're
pilot.
Seeing
yeah.
a seemingly normal woman kill.
Oh, they go on a nice little beach day.
Oh, here I go stabbing people.
Oh, boy. Here I love
really
it.
Love killing.
Oh, I just love killing.
Yeah. And, it just follows her because it seems to be like an episode that she had. Can't really explain why she did it, who this person is.
Had no prior,
nothing.
Like, awfulness, no violence beforehand.
Yeah, so it seems.
So
until
it seems.
An investigator becomes kind of obsessed with this case, and at the same time you follow the investigator's life, who is slowly falling apart in the whole series as well, and he is into some really kinky stuff.
Okay.
And but it's all great when it comes to the character. Like, for example, just one little thing. He when he's listening to the case of this girl who randomly murders a man on the beach, who seems perfect, he's just like rubbing his nail.
Uh-huh.
And then when he lets go of the nail, you realize it's black. And you're just like, is he sick? What's going on with this man?
Yeah,
like, why is his nail black?
Slammed it in a car door? What's happening here?
And then later you find out he likes this weird kinky thing where women like step on his fingers with really high heels.
Sure,
and they're
like stilettos.
Yeah, just like crushing his hand.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. This whole season or just mini series is all about like... sex and like sexuality and also just being so restrained from experiencing your sexuality. Oh, like, for example, growing up in a really conservative household and stuff like
repressed
that.
Repressed sexuality.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a good little, like, drama with a little bit of, thrill.
And there doesn't seem to be, like, another season, right? It's just, like, 10 episodes, like, a
miniseries.
If they
do another season, it's going to have to be, like, somebody else or, like, his story.
Sure.
Or something. I don't see this following through in any way. Okay. It has closure. That's a good thing that there's a thing about watching shows that don't have closure when the season is done and you're just like, God damn, now I got to wait another couple months for the next thing. Game of Thrones. But...
it's coming.
But with this one, it leaves you satisfied. And I think it's like 10 episodes. Each one's got
very bingeable.
I don't know. I love murder mystery, so yes, bingeable to me.
Sure.
But for other people, they might be a little too gruesome. Right. Might be a little.
It is hyper violent.
Not something you want to watch with your mom.
Yeah, that's
fair. Like,
if you're deeply religious, is this going to offend you?
No, I don't think so. It's not like blasphemy.
Okay.
It's just
like this very specific upbringing.
Yeah.
And like set of circumstances.
Because I was raised kind of religiously, and I know there's been stuff that in my life that at 18 I was able to just explore the world.
Sure.
But even then, I was born in a conservative household, and I don't feel like it offends me watching these things.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I was just curious. Do you think it's a deaf must see if it's like if you like this kind of
show? If you love murder mystery, yes.
Okay.
If you like Jessica Biel, yes.
Okay.
And if you like the dad from Casper, what's his name?
Oh, fuck. The guy from Spaceballs. I can't think of his name.
I love
either.
That we both think of the guy who was the president in Independence Day.
Bill Pullman, I think, is his name.
Hopefully.
Dude, I think that's a shot in the dark. I think that's his name.
So, whatever. We'll find out. But anyway, it was great. I loved it. I don't know if you'll like it. But you should watch it just to, like, tell me what you think.
I will watch it and follow up later. Because
the twists and turns are what's like,
twists.
You know? Discover something new every single episode.
Okay. Cool. Oh, is it well done that way where every episode matters? Or is it, like, every four episodes is really cool?
No, I think every episode matters. There are some that feel like it drags on a little bit for too long.
A little fillery.
Yeah, but...
Okay. Filler-center.
Other than that, it's pretty smart.
Okay.
Nothing came out to me that I was just like, ugh, of course. Ugh. Obviously.
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Oh, hello is also great. Wait, hello, hi. No. What's this? What's a Broadway thing?
Oh, hello.
Is it called Oh, Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Oh, hello. Yeah.
We'll have to review that at some point, guys.
We do need to review that. Oh. Yeah.
But today we are reviewing
Bird Box. This is a Netflix original movie. Before we get to the size.
Yes.
Starring Sandra Bullock. Mm-hmm. You may have seen one of the 1.5 million memes.
Yeah.
With her in a blindfold and people doing with their own kids and family and like running into shit. It's... The meme phenomenon aside, we will talk about that in a moment. But so we decided, you know, hell yeah, let's watch this movie.
Honestly, it was a hell yeah, we have to watch this movie because everybody's kind of talking about it.
Right. I feel and what is, it's, what it's is definitely the, FOMO.
What is the
like,
hype?
Driven.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Netflix model, is that they're saying for every week there's going to be a movie that we put out that you're going to have to see and talk about with your coworkers.
Because everybody's watching it.
Because everybody's going to have watched it and it's going to
so
be crazy
it.
Or it's going to be so good. Right.
Yeah.
And so this is that movie. Right,
and we actually saw previews for this when we were in the movie theater for Roma.
That's right.
We saw the trailer, and
trailer did not look good.
I know,
very bad trailer.
I was like,
someone needs to have a sit down with whoever edited that trailer because the movie is way better than the trailer.
Yeah,
the trailer did not good.
It was. I need to watch it again. The trailer because
the trailer
I've already like
it
forgotten
so
about it.
So low budget and made it look so cheesy and like just Sandra Bullock. Acting her ass off to save the movie. I'm like, that is not what this movie was.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this movie wasn't marketed very well.
I think they
but
wanted
it has definitely like had this huge bonus from the hilarious meme that's, like, started because of it, right? So no marketing campaign could have prepared them for this, like, surge of, like,
maybe that was the marketing campaign, though. If you really think about it, yeah, dude, imagine. That's a smart marketing campaign for Netflix, too. Because Netflix has their own Instagram account.
Sure, sure. And there's a lot of way, or they just hire an influencer to do it, and yeah, it's like a video exactly. that just spreads around. Yeah,
and,
sure.
And so I'm sure that they were like, well, throw a meme out into the world.
Sure, and yeah.
see who catches it. Okay. If it catches on, continue. Fucking throw them all.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure that when this movie was first seen, whoever was doing the marketing was like, well, let's try to do it as a scary movie. This is a scary thing.
I feel like they saw A Quiet Place and they were like, we gotta do that trailer.
But then somebody else was like, no, we gotta sell this as more of a suspense and as more of a slow Sandra burn. Bullock who's drama. Doing some dramatic
a character drama starring Sandra Bullock, yes.
Exactly. And I'm like, No, that didn't work.
No.
And I think that's when they realized they fucked up and they were like, throw the memes out into the world, see if
make
they catch on.
Make it a cheesy cult movie then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that either, I don't think. It is not bad enough to be a campy cult movie.
No.
And it's not good enough, I don't think, to
be
an Oscar
worthy
movie.
Or
it's
something.
It's not A Quiet
award.
Place.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't seen A Quiet Place, but I know from people that I've heard that it's great.
And I don't think this movie either has the review or the acclaim that movie was getting when it came out, right? I think this movie is being talked a lot about because of the meme. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of people are seeing it, which I'm happy about because mm-hmm. it's going to keep Netflix making these movies. But I don't think it's a fantastic movie by any means. I think it's worth seeing
it's
if
watchable.
You like. It's definitely watchable. It's not bad.
I mean,
it's a pretty
good
movie.
It took us 2 days to watch it, but
yeah, nobody was dying to see this movie. We were halfway through, we stopped it. We got another half hour, we stopped it. Like, we weren't like clamoring to finish this movie.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. It's well made. There's a lot of good like suspense, tension. If you like thrillery kind of, if you liked A Quiet Place, you'll probably like this movie. Like if you liked The Book of Eli, right? Really like tense kind of actiony movies, but kind of focused on the like. If you really liked if you liked The Walking Dead early seasons, not the like later seasons of The Walking Dead. It's very focused character drama, but I don't think it's amazing.
I don't know. I just...
That's my take on it.
Well,
hot take.
Before I even start saying any of that stuff, I'll just say kind of who's in it.
Sure, yeah.
And by...
This is
Adriana's definition of who's in it, because for me, I don't ever know
what
really their
names. What names are you
going to
add besides Sandra Bullock is what I want to know.
So we've got Sandra Bullock.
Of course.
We've got the chick from... That one show.
The chick from that one show. Okay, she's
I
want to
call
great...
it Amityville Horror right now, and it's not that.
I don't know who you're talking about. What character you're talking about?
Give me a second.
The chick from that one show. Yep, she's definitely in this. Okay.
And that guy from that one movie.
Okay, right.
Then...
John Malkovich from Being John Malkovich.
Yes.
Hold
on, let me take my phone off of friggin'.
Yeah, none of the ads mention that John Malkovich is in this movie. He's like a huge part of this movie.
Yeah.
He's not in any of the goddamn trailers.
No, because they're all surprises. They're all surprise cast.
It doesn't... The problem is that the
Sarah
movie
Paulson,
doesn't...
Sarah Paulson, who is in...
Oh, you're right. She's the sister.
Yes.
In the beginning. You're right. She's in like American Horror Story.
That's what I love. Not Amityville
Horror.
The
chick from that one show. Hey, you weren't far off. Okay.
Yeah. She's in it for a hot second.
Yeah, the first 5-10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and then we've got Alita Battle Angel in there for a couple seconds.
For some scenes, and then she's
gone.
And
then we've got actor Machine Gun Kelly. Like,
Who was that?
Machine Gun Kelly. He was Machine Gun Kelly.
I don't know. I heard the name
think
Machine
of,
Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
I have no idea what
think
that
of
person like looks
any
like.
Any person you saw in this movie.
If I had
now,
to guess
if
who
you had
was
to guess,
Machine Gun Kelly.
What does he look like? Who is that person in this whole movie? Oh my god, no, babe.
Thank
babe, that's,
god, thank god.
That's racist.
I know. My brain
He's
can't
not
figure
the black
out.
Dude.
I don't know who. No. Machine Gun Kelly. Who would. That sounds like a cool name. I don't know, like someone faked a name.
Is that a
rapper? Is it the skinny dude with the. That's my second guess.
Yes.
The shitty guy who just leaves.
That's him. That's him.
Because there's R. Kelly. There could be Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know. Okay. Who is the black guy? Is he in anything else? I've never seen that guy. Totally, he was really great. I really liked something, him.
And I
what's
can't.
What's that guy's name?
Trayvante Rhodes. But
was he in some stuff as well?
In some. Oh, he was in Moonlight and in Predator and 12 Strong.
Okay. Okay.
So he's a pretty famous actor.
Nice. He's rising up in the last few years. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Good for him. A couple people that are
cast wise. I feel like it's a pretty decent cast.
They're all like B A minus.
We've seen them before. You may not know who they are, as this conversation is edited by.
One chick from
we've
that
clearly
that
did
one
our research.
Show. Yeah.
It's also written by Eric Heiserer, a writer I'm a big fan of, who wrote like Arrival, other movies that I'm a fan of.
And then
he's written
Blade Runner, I think.
Yeah, he wrote Blade Runner 2049. He wrote like 4 movies in the past, like, 3 years that have all been very good. And I feel like this movie is his least good script so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not
it's
bad.
It's interesting.
It's a great premise, and I don't think it handles it as well as it could.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a competent script, not a great script. So I would be curious to know, like, what changed in the process of making this movie, because they have kids. They have, you know, all this, like, on-set location, but also in the wilderness. Like, I wonder what sort of constraints may have changed the writing, but I think it's a competently written script.
Yeah. This is about 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
so it does feel long.
Yeah.
At times, and that's because we watched it for two days. The first night we watched it because we were like, let's just do this. We were over at my sister's house. We were all chilling, having a good time, and my brother-in-law was like, yeah, let's put this Bird Box on, and then immediately just plays it. And so we're like, we're in.
Okay,
weird.
7 o'clock sounds great.
It's
not even. It was like 8:30 by this time, right? It was pretty late already.
Yeah.
And
so then
it definitely looks like a thriller from the mini. Thumbnail trailer, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So we were hesitant, but it just started playing.
And we're like, we're in it. So we started watching it, and it does feel creepy.
Yeah.
In the beginning. It does feel creepy. It's
clearly learned from zombie movies.
Yeah. It goes from 0 to 100, and I literally mean in, like, minutes.
Yeah.
It was such a whiplash in the beginning of just, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And,
okay. Yeah, I don't know. Because it does kind of draw it out. It was, like, 5 minutes into the movie, right? It wasn't 1 minute into the movie. It wasn't a horror movie opening, right? It was, like, 5 or 10 minutes in, we were like hanging out with these people, going to like there was a lot of just like,
random,
you gotta know these people,
yeah.
You gotta, and then they just like all die, and you're like, okay, what's happening? Yeah, and so I know what you mean, that it's like all of the sudden when shit hits the fan, shit is hitting the fan.
It's not in a slow, like,
yeah,
this is slowly
there is no
happening.
Burning.
You're
it
not
is,
running away from it. It's nothing
someone
like that.
Hit
it's just
the plunger and the dynamite explodes.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
This movie just pops immediately.
So watching it so late at night, though,
was
kind of creepy.
We stopped an hour in, and we were like, nope, too much right now.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it the more and more, and I was like, yo, I'm definitely going to have dreams about this. It's not that it's unrealistic.
Yeah, it's not demons and shit coming out.
No, it's like the way I would describe it is just like this sort of virus.
It's kind of like contagion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a virus that takes over the world and just makes you commit suicide.
Right.
That's what this whole movie's about.
Right.
It's just, if you see this virus,
this
which
thing,
is in the wind.
Right. If you see the wind,
then
you die. You kill yourself.
Yeah.
Not you die, you kill
what
yourself.
What is that thing? There's like a worm that cats, or that rats eat, and then cats eat rats.
Toxoplasmosis.
That's
toxoplasma.
Whatever that is, that's it.
I think that's what it is.
Imagine that is what is attacking all of us, but it's in the air. It's like learned to become the ultimate virus.
Right.
And just like
just,
makes you commit suicide. Like do dangerous
instantly
things.
Instantly try to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any real... Nobody ever says this is what it is.
No. Yeah, nobody figures it out.
No, it's just like this is
which
happening.
Which is frustrating because the movie pretends like it's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we're going to probably start getting into spoilers pretty close here, because the premise is basically this thing is loose And so that's the first 10 minutes of the movie. And from there, we know that Sandra Bullock is alive 5 years later, right?
Yeah, because it does. And we're seeing this
parallel
late.
Track, right? Yeah. So we know that she survives and she has these two kids with her. And you immediately meet her with tons of other characters who you do not see in 5 years.
You're just like, who are you?
And they're just dying left and right. And there's new characters being added and dying left. Like, it's crazy town in the beginning, but paired with this story of her and two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole beginning of the movie is you know that these two storylines are going to meet at some point.
Yeah.
In the film. And, yeah, it's very strange, I think,
well, in that way. Yeah, but it also, like, sets it up for you so that you immediately have an understanding of where you are. Because
in
the beginning, so it starts out with her having this intense speech to these two kids.
Yeah, she's lecturing these, like, 5-year-olds.
Yeah, she's just like, don't fucking look! You know, she's just stupid. Like, so crazy. She's like, close your fucking eyes!
She looks like a Hispanic mom, like, holding a chancla, like, about, like,
how
nine.
Dare you.
It sounds like the stories you told me.
Just because
you
saw the meme.
I just start appropriating that story.
Yeah. She's just yelling and scolding these kids who are just like, okay.
Yeah, and they're like, they're just taking it, and they're like, okay.
Yep.
Cool. Yes, we fucking know, lady.
And then later, it just immediately cuts to, like, now it's a scene with, like, her and this lady who are going to the hospital. Sandra Bullock is pregnant.
Right.
And she's obviously due, like, soon.
She's, like, 8 months, maybe? 7 months?
Like, yeah, 7, maybe? Yeah. So, and then while she's, like, at the hospital or before then, they mention it a little before then.
You see TV news channels, like zombie, something's happening over there. Something's happening in a weird place.
And then, don't worry.
And
then she goes to the hospital, and then when she's at the hospital, this girl, like, just starts smashing her head on the window.
Right. And we see that girl on the way in, and later, like, that lady's smashing her face against the glass window for no fucking reason.
Okay.
And we'll be doing that.
And then you start trying to come up with what is happening, but you also don't understand the rules of the like, evil thing yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, how does it work?
It is not
you're trying
zombies.
To figure it out.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it's not like...
But it's behaving the same way effectively, right? Everybody's dying around these characters.
Yeah,
and
but
you don't
it's not
know
like,
why
it's
happening.
Not these people are going to attack you as soon
yeah,
as
no,
they got the virus.
They're just killing themselves.
They're just
going
to kill themselves. But how do you get it, is my question. Because
right.
she was obviously around these people
right.
who were getting affected, and yet Sandra Bullock is, like, completely safe. And I'm like... Is it because she's pregnant? Is she immune? Is she, like, the Virgin Mary?
Yeah, why?
Like,
how is she immune to this virus thing?
Yeah.
What's going on
where
here?
Everybody,
yeah, yeah.
Literally everybody around her is dying.
Mm-hmm.
And, so now it's kind of, honestly, a little comedic with how immediate...
Dude, it's 0 to 100. Like... Planes start falling out of the sky,
yeah,
like, cars are smashing everywhere, like, people are just nosediving whatever they can into whatever brick wall is in front of them,
mm-hmm.
or other car that they can,
yeah.
to try to kill themselves, and, of course, pregnant Sandra Bullock is in the car with her fucking sister, who sees something, and then dies.
And then tries to kill herself in the car,
yeah.
which we've all seen in the memes, we all know what
we're talking about.
Yeah,
we've seen several parts of this movie in memes.
This is the great thing about this movie.
The meme
it's just
explosion.
Like the greatness
yeah, there,
of the movie is
like
finding
five...
the meme
yeah.
that you've already seen
so
in the movie.
True.
It's like a scavenger hunt while
you're
watching, like, you're like, I've seen it.
Oh my god, that'd be a great drinking
seen
game.
It.
If it has if there's a shot that has a scene,
yeah.
A meme, you fucking drink, that'd
yeah.
be hilarious.
Yeah.
Every show you could oh my god, that's a great little like book idea or website idea. I'm keeping it. I'm gonna cut this out of the podcast. Just kidding.
Copyright. It was great to watch it that way and to see like what meme, because that's one where she like puts the radio on and just like is like fuck it
right.
and like kills herself. But somebody edited it with like different music
I'm
and
sure,
every single
yeah.
time
new Drake
and,
song comes out right. She drives
and, like,
in traffic.
And
yeah.
of course Sandra Bullock survives
of course.
This while her
sister
completely
barely doesn't.
Her
and
sister
then,
just walks into traffic.
And then she survives it and then walks into traffic. Like movie is just like yeah that's right. Everybody's trying to kill themselves
yep.
as fast as fucking
except
possible.
For Sandra Bullock. And then
yeah, she ain't seeing it somehow.
She's running away and then this lady is like, she's pregnant, we gotta help her, and runs out to try to save her and to get her inside of this house.
Sure, yeah.
Like a random
There's just a random giant mansion on the street
that's
corner.
That's already been covered.
Probably
I don't know who did
that. House that we used to live by
yeah, it
is
looked
probably
like
that house.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it was
it's
already
just there.
It was already like covered. It was already like a shelter
yeah.
in a way. I was like, who was ready for the apocalypse, or who did this fast enough that they knew to cover all their windows? Because it was a massive house.
It's true. It was a massive house. I wasn't even thinking about that logic, but now that you bring it up, I don't remember how much of it was covered, if it was just, like, blinds and stuff, or if it was, like, actually, like, papered already.
It would have made more sense in a way if, like, kind of like our blinds here, where it's completely sun out.
Yeah, you're right.
If the whole house was covered with those, so that you just, all you literally do is just put the windows down. But they, like, cover them up with newspaper. Right,
they, well, for later in the movie, they needed to be newspaper and not blackout curtains like that, although that would have been great too. I don't know. Yeah, it is strange in its logic at some points, I would say. Yeah,
some parts are just like a little... Mm.
So should we keep going through the movie? Do you want to... Okay, sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt. I'm just trying to, you know, keep
we're getting there. Structured. So, Sandra Bullock takes shelter.
Spoilers from now on. This is like when the movie starts getting into...
You already said spoilers. We're already here.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'll stop saying spoilers.
But she's already taken shelter now, and she goes into this house with, like, now maybe 7 people or something like that.
Sure.
We're all hiding.
Random-ass people. Barely get names. One of them's got a gun. It's fucking... What's his face? From Being John Malkovich. What's the guy's name? I'm just kidding. John Malkovich. He's got a gun. He's clearly crazy, but also apparently the owner of this giant mansion, his wife fucking runs out and tries to save her, our protagonist, right? Mm-hmm. And dies in the process. And so he immediately doesn't like Sandra Bullock. And this beef is an issue, I would say, given that we're supposed to like Sandra Bullock, but you know, she's not going to die in this movie. So.
No, and then also the fact that you now see that these people are stuck in this house.
Right.
So now you have to see the dynamic between all these people. It just becomes a character drama. Who are you?
Right. Of all these strangers in a room now together, and they all have no idea what the fuck's going on. Half of them have no idea even how to know what's going on. Like, they're completely useless.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 people are arguing about what the hell's happening. It's chaos. Inside as well as outside. And people are dying.
Yeah, we never really know, like, how long they're stuck in that house for.
It's unclear.
Months. It could have been, weeks.
It seems like maybe a couple months. Maybe. But those motherfuckers are stir-crazy instantly, it seems.
Are what?
Stir crazy, like they're like, we gotta get out of this house, bro. We gotta do some missions. We gotta get food. I gotta see the outside world. Like, they are going crazy in that house together.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, like as humans, we need to be outside.
Sure, I totally understand.
No, we can't be like stuck somewhere. So just that feeling of like
seeing the time scale, I think, would be helpful in establishing that deterioration.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little rushed in that because it's also trying to do this really flashback. Long, like, present... Yeah, that is all flashback. And in the present is them going down a river together, but it's scary, and then she goes into a thing at one point, and it's scary, and then they're back on the river. You know what I'm talking about? Where she, like, blindfolds, walks in, gotta get new supplies because they fell out of the boat.
Yeah.
So now we're on land, and we're seeing this thing in isolation, but at no point in the movie do we ever see the thing.
No. It's always, like... Like some leaves blowing in the wind.
Yeah, it's like windiness.
But I like that. That's something I truly like. That you never get to see the monster. You never know what it is. Because if you did, then you'd die.
Right. It's it never became the ring, though. You know what I mean? Which is, that's like the whole premise, right? If you watch this film, you die.
Yeah. This one, I was like, you don't see it.
No, you just never see it. But also, they have a set of characters who do see it, right? So once we're into the house, right? Obviously, one of the steps is going to be bring someone in from the outside, right? Narratively, that's a good scene to have because you don't know what's happening outside. Somebody who comes in and is crazy from the outside tells you a lot about what's going on, right? So about, I would say probably halfway through the movie, right? Are we just jump? I'm sorry.
Who are you bringing in right now? Are you bringing in Lady or Man?
I forgot about Lady. I'm so sorry.
Well, anyway, first, before we even get to there, I just wanted to talk about how, like, they're trying to figure out what to do while they're inside.
You're right.
While they're inside, one of them comes up with this idea that, like, oh, maybe we can see them. Like, they're trying to figure out how can they find out what is out there.
You're right.
So he like, looks at the security footage.
Oh, that's right.
And is like...
See, the problem with watching it over 2 days is I forgot about the first half of the movie, which is like, yeah, all of this stuff. We're establishing that you can't see it at all, right?
Yeah, but you don't know. That's it. You don't know the rules.
Right, we learned that
here. You don't know
the
rules of this virus. And then he, like, goes to the security footage and looks at it, but it still affects him, and he still ends up somehow killing himself while he's attached to a chair.
Right.
And... everybody realizes, like, no, we're so fucked. Like, there's no way we're getting out of here. Right, and that's right. when Machine Gun Kelly and Alita get it on. That's when people start going into their cliques of, like, who am I trusting?
Right, pairing off and having scenes together. Yeah.
And then, of course, they're going to invite this outsider who is another pregnant woman.
Right.
And that's why I thought, I was like, maybe the virus just doesn't affect pregnant women.
Right.
Because, how the fuck did that lady survive out there?
I have no idea, dude.
How did she survive? Come on. Come on, she wasn't even like blindfolded. She wasn't anything.
I know, like crazy, right?
I'm like,
they introduce a pregnant woman who is the exact opposite of our protagonist, right? That's the whole point of having that character there.
Yeah, to show the difference,
right? And how much better of a mother she is, right? Basically,
yeah.
And so this poor woman who's like clearly stuck in this tragedy somehow makes it to the house, right? And bargains her way in.
Yeah, which is one thing I also wondered while watching this movie. I'm over here just judging all the other things. I'm not even judging the story itself. I'm just like, in this house, how the F did Sandra Bullock get, like, her own private suite?
Yeah, she's got, like, the fucking master bedroom.
To herself. Like, did she pull the pregnant card? Like, I'm pregnant, I need the nicest room? Because I'm like...
Or are there that many rooms that everybody got their own room in this house?
I don't know. And some people were like, we share.
Yeah.
But she gets her own room. I don't
know. Yeah, no, that... Every time we cut to that wide master bedroom and she's just, like, laying on the bed by herself, there's no other, like, cots or anything in there. Nothing.
I was like, okay, bougie. Yeah. Like, this is the bougiest apocalypse. So true,
yeah.
I've ever seen.
It's because everybody just killed themselves around you. There's so much space and food. Like, that's the hilarious part of this apocalypse is nobody is trying to kill them actively other than the monster itself, right? So if they were to safely go outside somehow, they could probably get shit and food, all they want, right?
Yeah,
there's no issue.
You
could keep living if you figured out a system of getting more food and water, which is abundantly available because everybody just died around you, basically.
Yeah, it doesn't attack you through, like,
right, it's not zombies.
Some of them might be, but we'll get to that. But it just attacks you when you look at them.
Right, so it just wants you to see it.
Close your eyes.
Right.
And then after that, we, like, discover other methods of, like, we need to go get food. We need to understand what we're doing. So they decide to, like, black out a car.
Right.
Which is such a fucking smart idea. Like, I was like, this is genius.
Yeah.
You paint the windows, you have it all black, and then you have, like, a car that has, like, motion sense.
Right. Navigation. Yeah, it's a smart use of the, like, car technology. It's cool.
Yeah.
That scene could never have happened 10 years ago because no car could do that, right? It's a cool, like, thing about now, right?
Yeah,
it's
a
cool,
like
cell phone.
We can figure this out
this.
I also wondered, who is running the city?
How is power
still going? How is water still running?
We're just, like, hand-waving that away, assuming it's working.
Yeah, because even they mention it. They're like, well,
we don't know how long it's going to last.
Which I'm like, why would you say that?
Right, you bring it up just to wave it away.
Obviously, it's going to last.
Right.
I was expecting any point, like, we were going to get no lights or something was going to happen.
Yeah,
it was
or
gonna
someone
may
say, no, we have a generator and solar power.
Yeah.
Like, easy fix, and then that house is great. And then you just have to consider the rest of the movie, how do they have power?
Yeah.
How do they have water? Which, the movie just is like, meh. That's fine, it's a survival movie, but they don't have to survive, okay?
It's the apocalypse.
It's just, they survived it, okay? These are the survivors, okay? They have what it needs.
Because there's some zombies, but they're the ones running the city, is what I figured.
That's so true. That could honestly be the explanation.
Like,
is that
they're like, we got to keep this going to kill everybody.
We must bring them all out.
Yeah,
we must provide them safe keeping. Right. Yeah, they would want
to. Idiots. They should have turned off the lights. No, never mind. That doesn't make sense. You turn off their electricity, they're like, we have to go out there. We have to, like, you turn off their water.
Maybe.
Idiots. Okay,
die.
I
Whatever.
Just keep getting more mad.
Okay, yeah. Let's continue to discuss this film. So, where were we?
With zombies.
Oh, she just came. Oh, so the pregnant lady comes into the house later. Well, in the Sandra Bullock journey with the two kids on the river, she goes into a house by herself, right, to get some supplies. The fishing wire gets, like, pulled through the door by something.
She uses a fishing wire to
navigate. So when they're blind, they move through the forest. She, like, creates a start and end point with the line, right? Which is cool. Like, a really smart idea for a movie. And then the creepy monster pulls the string for her, and then that, it just does that, I guess. Like, tries to get her to come out, and then stops. And then she just walks back to the boat, okay? So then they're in the boat, and then an actual dude appears and, like, attacks them, right? And he's got the weird eyes, and he's like, you guys gotta see, yo. Yeah. Yo, show your eyes, right? And, like, they fucking manage to kill that dude. And then,
that's when you're also just, you're like, wait, what is happening?
This is 5 years later, and there's just a dude in the river who can see?
Yeah.
I thought you can't, I thought you would just kill yourself immediately. You don't.
I think it was all the, it was weird because now that I think about it, most of whoever is considered clinically crazy was able to survive it.
Right.
Because they said, like, this mental hospital.
Mental institute nearby was able to get out. Yeah.
And it's like, what?
What?
Only the evil people are gonna survive.
Yeah, like, what a shitty thing to like say about just like, oh, all the mentally like handicapped people, those people just can survive seeing it and they just go evil, right? Yeah, you're like,
that's messed up.
Okay,
mental health.
I guess that is the explanation of them. I thought you're totally right. Those are the people running the town. And then those people were like, yo, we need to get to work on this power. We need to supply running water to every house in the city.
Yeah, we need it. We need it for ourselves in order to survive.
Hilarious.
But it's very strange.
Yeah, what do you think those people were doing? Okay, this is the frustration for the movie, right? Is we keep bouncing between...
Like two stories,
Apocalypse is happening. And then 5 years later, which apparently Apocalypse is just like, chill it out. Like, no longer end of the world as long as you don't look around and you have birds.
Yeah.
I guess that's the rule. If you have birds, you're immune.
No, if you have birds, at least you'll know.
But it doesn't attack them when they have the birds, right? That's the whole point, right? If they had birds, the monsters stay away.
Maybe. Maybe the noise.
Because you can just close your eyes.
Oh, no, they don't like the noise because, okay, now we're at the point that you wanted to get to.
Thank you. They
invite another person into this house. We're flashing back.
Right.
To Apocalypse now.
Maybe. One month in.
And they invite a person in, and he talks about how, like, he's fine, he's a good person, he's
right,
just...
Right.
And he at first seems like he's just genuinely scared. Yeah. And then he explains the whole thing of how these people got released from the criminal mental hospital.
Right, and they came to his house.
And were trying to get to him. And so,
And he says specifically, everybody I was with got pulled outside, and we all had to look at it.
Yeah,
and they were like, did you look at it? And he's like, oh, not me.
No.
No, I'm fine. I didn't look at it.
But he won't even look at any of them in the eye.
Right. He's like looking away, just like, no, don't look at my eyes, bro. It's fine.
Nothing.
Yeah, he's clearly a bad guy. And also, saw him in memes. I was like, boy, that guy looks familiar. Seen him holding some lady's eyeballs open.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that lady, too.
He's from that meme.
He is that meme.
And then he, like... Later, when apparently now it's the time for women to give birth.
Yes.
Because we know, you know, women give birth in pairs, you know?
Always women cycle up, bro. Same thing with pregnancy. If you see another woman, it's like puking. If you see another woman giving birth, you start giving birth. That's how it works.
I need to give birth
now. You smell birth happening?
So now two women are giving birth in this house that's slowly, like, dwindling in numbers.
Yeah, and slowly dwindling because this dude is killing everybody else.
Yeah, but the first thing he does is that he puts the birds in the fridge.
Well, that's not the first thing he does. First thing he does, he put on classical music. Not a cool move to begin with. Second move, starts doodling some of his intensely dark art, which is the thing that we're not allowed to see, which he's just been sketching up a fucking wazoo. He could paint a room with that shit. Takes out his portfolio, you know, he's looking for a job.
He's dancing.
Right, he's enjoying himself. Pregnancy's happening. And then he's like, you know what?
Gotta kill some people.
All right, my work is ready to begin, right?
I love killing.
That's when he gotta go. Oh boy, gotta start killing. Starts taking down all the shit off the windows, right? And then he takes the birds, puts them in the freezer, and then he heads on upstairs. And then the guy, you know, John Malkovich, who is the asshole telling the truth, he's just like, we should have killed that guy.
Yeah.
We should have fucking killed that guy. Yeah, it just goes from bad to worse as the pregnancy is happening. The birth is giving happening.
Yeah, it just goes intense in that time. And intense in both of the time frames. You were just having birth in one, in Apocalypse Now, and then you're going down the stream.
Yeah, you're getting close to the rapids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Apocalypse Then.
Right.
And it's just, so the whole thing is just very tense. This whole movie is very tense.
Right.
It's not like super scary after act one.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
I don't know. I would say we paused the movie because it was starting to get pretty intense, right? It's not action-packed as much afterwards. Is that kind of what you're talking about? You're just like, there's less chaos generally after the first act?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it is still like pretty tense throughout, right? Because you're just like, oh God, huh?
Yeah.
What was that sound? And they do a pretty decent job, I think, of staying close to Sandra Bullock, but also giving you kind of a view of like what's going on around them. Where are they? Like, oh, they're in forest now. We're on the river. Like, I think it's some pretty decent photography, and then the cool effect of like seeing the thing move through the forest.
Yeah, that you never get to see. Right, all the like the wind,
puffing up leaves and shit through the trees.
That's cool. One thing I do want to talk about is, where did Machine Gun Kelly and Alita Battle Angel go?
Dude, they just take the car because they can't have the car anymore. Like, literally, script needs them to not have the car, and so they just don't have the car.
Have these people take the car.
I guess it is, like, somewhat realistic, where if they just took the car and left, you'd never know what happened to them in real life.
Yeah.
But movie.
Why? Tell me, like, more...
Why didn't they join the people? Why didn't they go out and we see Machine Gun Kelly later with fucked up weird eyes?
Yeah. Why wasn't he the one? Yeah, my God. That would have been so much better had he gone outside, had the weird eyes, and come back in.
It was just one of them that comes back and he's like, oh, it's shitty. Guys, they made her look...
Why is it just random, right?
Like,
you're so right.
Movie doesn't make the best choices. Movie makes okay choices, right? Like, they go down the rapids.
It's like
the shitty ass choice of saying, I'll decide who has to look outside, right? Can we talk about that scene?
That's
because
fucked up too.
I want to talk about that scene really badly. Okay,
so she has boy girl. That's their names.
She hasn't named them from the beginning.
Yeah, and you find out that like one of them is her son.
Definitely her son.
And then of course now you know that this other lady also gave birth, so that has to be the daughter.
The daughter, right? Yeah.
From that lady.
Right. They look similar.
Yeah. So it like she's taking care of both of them,
right?
But she's so mean the whole time.
Yeah, she's very like removed, like not a mother. Nope. She's refusing to be a mother to these two children.
Yeah,
One of whom is her child. And then they're on the rapids, right? Or she's getting close to the rapids, and she goes, "Okay, so the rapids, somebody needs to look when we're going down the rapids so that we can survive. Otherwise, we're not going to make it down the rapids. Uh-huh. But if you look."
You might die.
Nobody says that, but everybody knows that if you look, you die, right?
Yeah.
And so she tells the kids, like, this is going to happen, and I can't do it. One of you is going to have to do it.
Because she's like, because if I do it, then you guys will not survive.
Yeah, like, one of you might survive if one of you looks.
No, not even. Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, her son just volunteers because he's her son, and she does the heroic thing. And so, of course, he does. And she goes, I'll decide.
And you're like,
Oh. When you said one of you, you had already chosen.
Yeah, it was the other girl who is not your daughter.
And the other girl looks at her and goes, oh, bitch, you meant me.
Yeah, it's really sad, though, because, like, that girl, like, when she looks at her, she just knows. Like, that girl's such a good actress. Whoever that little girl was so
brilliant
good.
Performance.
Yeah, because she just, like, looked at Sandra Bullock and was like, her mouth is trembling. She's like, I'll do it.
And you can see that she understands why she has to do it and will do it.
Yeah.
Like, without question. Mm. And so it's, like, really sad and beautiful. And so movie sets up this beautiful tragedy that they could play at the end, right? If at the end of the rapids, her son actually dies.
That's what I thought was going
to
happen.
And she has now only to raise the daughter who she didn't choose. But that is way more powerful ending to this movie than everybody's happy, we get to the happy sanctuary place.
Yeah, that's exactly
because
how it ends. It's just like
it ends
they
abruptly
get to this...
like that, and it's so unsatisfying because so much of the movie is ball kick after ball kick of people dying around you, and then it just stops doing that. And you're like,
and they live happily ever after.
And then it's happily ever after at the end.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Excuse me, you just knock on the door and then you get in and it's like,
even though the monster is literally right behind you.
Literally behind her.
And they're like, oh, come in.
Come on in.
It's fine.
You're good.
It's okay.
No worries. We're all blind here. Yeah. That's the punchline. They stole the punchline from Book of Eli, which is he was blind the whole time, and that was the answer as well.
At least the Book of Eli did it a little
more elegant.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah. But this one was like, and then it was strange because it was like half people are blind, half the other people are not blind.
Other people
inside
had found their way
like
there.
The
yeah.
same bird almost.
The
that
sanctuary
she has.
Of birds also a blind place.
That's another thing I want to discuss.
What
How
is this
did
building?
Those birds survive in a box? This movie is obviously called
Bird Box, right?
Because she has these birds in a box to help her know when this monster 100%. Thing is around. And she keeps them during the whole time while she's in the boat, rowing for like 48 hours plus. And then
feeding them water off of her finger.
And then they like fall out of the boat.
They all drown.
Everybody literally drowned. And I was like, how did those birds
survive? At one point, the five-year-old just holds up the birds, and they're totally fine. After they've, like, swum through the river, got completely separated, tossed around.
Yeah.
Like, she, like, basically blacks out in the river, wakes up, and is just like, where are you, fox? And, like, finds each other.
How did those birds survive? It should have been one. I thought it was going to be one bird. I thought it was going to be, like,
one bird dies every time we open that box.
Yeah, or something happens. Or, like, or throughout the whole story, one bird has to die.
Yeah, like, they fuck up, and a bird dies.
Yeah.
They fuck up, and a bird dies, and they finally make it to the sanctuary with one bird left. Yeah, or that.
Those were the things I have so many rewrites
for this movie, and it's frustrating because it has such a cool premise, like this monster that you can't see, and if you do see, you just die. You're dead if you see it.
Uh-huh.
Like that's a cool monster movie, but then it makes like not as good choices later on for the character story of it, and it's frustrating because it could have been really, really emotional and what it was potentially trying to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, movie.
Those were
Bird Box.
But you know what? I am satisfied watching it because now I understand all the memes. I understand all. I am in on the joke now.
Yes, 100%.
And I can participate.
For the FOMO part of me, I am fully satisfied because I understand. I get the meme now. I could talk you through that sequence. Yeah. Hilarious.
I can participate as a thing. Right, I can make my own.
I can talk in this conversation now. Yeah, yeah.
Before you can't. You're like, oh.
But yeah, this is certainly no Roma. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Of the Netflix films, this is not as good as it seems like it could be.
It's interesting.
It's a decent film.
Meh.
I wonder who this director is, and if she is going to do more things. Hopefully she gets more gigs after this. Like,
it's had a huge hype with it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If nothing else, her name is being brought up in rooms of people making decisions.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's a competent film. It's pretty good throughout. It's got some good drama to it.
I rate it.
And if you're looking for something like that, you're itching.
Maybe like
you felt a little bit too much warm and fuzzies and you need some dark drama.
After the Christmas holidays.
After these seasons.
Yeah. You're just like, I need something scary. I need something to wake me back up because I'm going to work tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Snap me back into this terrible reality.
We're all just going to die.
Right. At any point, we could just hear that some shitty, crazy thing is happening in Russia. We know that this is how it's going to end.
God.
Keep the blinds closed. Oh. Yeah, movie. Why did you pretend that we were going to see the monster and then we never saw the monster?
Well, I guess technically we saw it with the guy's drawings.
Because also, yes, okay, so movie also sets up that she's a painter at the beginning of the movie. She's an artist in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Gone. That's thrown away as soon as her sister dies. Why couldn't she have found those drawings after she gave birth, right? They go downstairs, she sees all the dead friends that she was with. Like, movie cuts away from cool beginning story too, right? It kills all those characters, and then we never cut back and see them dealing with all of their dead friends in the house below, right? Like,
what do you mean?
During the pregnancy scene, take a look outside, everybody, right? That whole sequence that's happening, everybody except her, the children, and the black dude die, right? Mm-hmm. So they're now in a house full of dead people.
Yeah.
What did they do after that? That's what I wanted to know.
There's a huge gap in there.
Yeah. And then we go 5 years later. And I'm like, movie, this is an apocalypse. You can't just say 5 years later, everybody's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we need to at least see them go downstairs and realize what's happening and then see the... Like, it would be cool if she goes down and sees that and, like, paints some sort of, you know, Stranger Things-esque art out of it and is like, holy fuck, this is what we're dealing with. Like, this is the thing we can't see.
I feel like she would, like, burn... She'd be like, burn him. It would be one of those traumatic scenes.
Or yeah, she like lays them out and then she's just like, we need to get rid of this. Yeah, that kind of thing. Like burn them and the bodies or some crazy shit like that. Just burn the house down and leave.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like movie pulls punches, I would say, is my my takeaway.
It
could have been...
Needed some work, but it was
more
entertaining.
Tragic. But it was good, yeah.
It was okay. I give it like a...
3 to 3.5 stars.
Yeah, I was going to say like a C, C plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't really have a quote. I was trying to look up one here. I'm getting really bad at this. I need to like take down a quote that's important to me.
Please see it. It's so beautiful.
Oh, God.
Take a look.
That's great. Thank you. That was the quote of the day.
Quote of the day. Please see it.
It's beautiful.
It'll cleanse the world. Bird Box. Oh, man. Do you think it was better or worse than The Sinner? Worse? Would you prefer to watch The Sinner?
I'd watch The Sinner again.
Yeah.
So good.
I kind of had a feeling about that. Because I was watching half... I saw half the pilot with you, and I had to leave right after she stabbed somebody on the beach. And I was just like, well, I would watch the rest of that episode.
You're like, well, now I'm intrigued.
But Bird Box.
Yeah. It's okay.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thank you guys. Coming back. Thank you for hanging out for a couple weeks.
Happy 2019. Yes. Go live your dreams. And
set good intentions for the new year and try to live up to your ideals.
And do whatever you need to do.
Right.
You gotta work, bitch.
Live your life, bitch.
Thank you.